Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Death Wish! From their single on Sub Pop. Came out 2 years ago. They are great. And the Best Show is great. I like it. The name of that song was Tragic Beach, from their single. Can't go wrong with any of it. All right, let's go back to the phones. We are talking about unpopular opinions. And seeing if Richard Dreyfuss will call up at some point. Best Show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good, good.
Good. This is Sean out in Westbridge, loving the show tonight.
Oh, thanks, Sean. Thanks. It's a fun. We're having fun.
You know, it's summer. It's, I don't know. I love the show, and I always feel like in the summer, it's kind of, I don't know, the show's a little more free and easy.
You think it's a little more free and easy? Like it's just a funner?
I think it is. Do you feel like that?
I think sometimes it could be more fun, yeah.
Yeah. Like it.
Good.
Hey, speaking of fun, did you see Ghostbusters?
I did not see it yet, no.
Now, is it Ghostbusters or is it Ghostbusters 2, the one that's out now with the female cast?
It's just Ghostbusters.
It is just called Ghostbusters, okay.
Yes.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? Are you going to check it out?
Well, I love the first one, but even that one's tainted for me because of the whole Huey Lewis R.P. Jr. lawsuit, you know?
Okay, so that made it tainted.
Oh, totally, yeah. You know, that was my first experience with not knowing if I could trust anybody.
Because Ray Parker Jr.
may or may not have lifted, you know, that his song from, what was it, The Power of Love? No, it was...
I Want a New Drug.
I Want a New Drug, yeah.
For the Ghostbusters
exactly.
Theme. Yeah. So to you... It's that tainted the whole thing.
Yeah, it cast a pall over the whole franchise, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I guess that's your take on it.
It is, and I just told it to you.
Yeah, and I just heard it.
Well said. Balls in my court, I guess, right?
I think I did bat it back to you, yeah.
Sounds like it is. Gonna bat something to you right now.
All right, I'm ready.
If you don't mind.
I'm ready. I'm ready to bat it right back to you.
Got your racket at the ready?
I do. Okay. I got a bat.
I'm gonna. Ooh, I just have a lowly tennis racket. I'm gonna serve it up. Here it comes. You ready?
Okay.
There's going to be a Warriors TV show. See that?
The Warriors, the movie.
Yes.
Based on the New York City street gangs. And it's going to be a series. I guess they are taking that and I'm not sure if it's updated or if it takes place back in the 70s. I don't know what the...
I heard it takes place in the 90s of all times.
Hmm.
And Spoon is doing the soundtrack for it. Like, they're doing the theme song for it.
Spoon? The band Spoon?
Yes, yeah.
Like the rock band?
Exactly, yeah. They've already written and recorded a song called Warriors Come Out and Play.
Okay. That sounds... I would like to hear that. I'm a fan of Spoon.
Guess what the main instrument in the song is?
The... bottles?
Yep, three of them.
Mm-hmm. Like three bottles clanking together?
Each guy plays three, yeah.
Each guy in Spoon
with
plays
each hand,
three.
So there's a lot of them.
Okay, so... Is it just, but there's other instruments on the song?
No.
It's the band, everyone in Spoon is playing three bottles.
They are. It's basically, you know, like, I've only got a couple here, but it's basically, Warriors, come out and play, hey. Warriors, come out and play, hey. Warriors, come out and play, hey. Hey, are you gonna pay for that? What for?
Okay, wow. That's very unspoon-like, I have
right?
to say.
Yeah, it's different. It's a whole different vibe.
Mm-hmm. That's very different than what you expect from Spoon, yeah.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I was lighting my cigarette, and I had like a... You know how like sometimes like water goes down the wrong pipe?
Sure.
My smoke went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, okay. I'm not a smoker, so I'm not familiar.
Oh, you gotta smoke.
You gotta smoke.
It's so much fun.
Well, that's an unpopular opinion.
Come on, please smoke with me someday.
No, I'm not gonna smoke.
Well, if you did smoke, what brand would you smoke?
You
sound like a Terryton man.
Huh.
Parliament?
Pall Mall, is that a brand?
Oh, yes. Tasty.
Tasty? Like what?
Good flavor.
What flavor?
You know how cigarette ads always talk about the flavor?
Yeah.
It's true.
Like, what is the flavor of, like, a Pall Mall?
Just good smoke. Like, thick smoke.
So it's smoke flavor.
Yeah, their smoke is thicker, and, like, Merit, remember Merit cigarettes?
Mm-hmm.
Their smoke was very thin. Thin smoke.
I didn't know that there were different thicknesses of smoke.
Hey, speaking of smoking?
Yeah.
Did you see the Frank Zappa documentary? I saw it the other day.
I have not seen it yet.
He smokes in every scene.
Zappa.
It's sick. He turns gray over the course of it.
From smoking so much.
Yes. And I'll tell you what. I'd never really heard much of his music before, ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to the theater a little early, and they were playing his music beforehand, and then as I was watching it, there was a lot of music in the movie too, and I don't know if you know his music very well, but it's like if music was constantly telling you how dumb you are.
That's what Frank Zappa sounds like.
I think so, right?
Okay, so it's like music that makes you feel dumb.
Exactly, yeah. Hmm. And at one point, I honestly thought his guitar was going to smash itself out of spite.
Like it was going to jump off of his
strap.
Yeah, strap and smash itself.
Yes.
Hmm.
Because his guitar couldn't be involved in something like that. His guitar was above the audience also.
So his guitar would give up?
Yes.
Like?
Because its music was wasted on the dumb audience.
So the guitar is sentient.
Oh, I like this.
Would his guitar be able to talk?
Oh, I like this too. This is like a like a Roger Waters album. A kernel of an idea for a Roger Waters concept album.
Like maybe...
What else could happen? Oh, could I chime in with something, please?
Yeah, sure.
I think at some point in the story that we're writing, rock music should be outlawed in the future.
Oh, okay.
Never been done before.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure it has. It's been done plenty of times.
Oh, by who?
Styx did it with Kilroy Was Here.
Hmm.
Which was a fun thing because, you know, they would act the whole thing out, this album, Kilroy Was Here. And then then at the end, who would you rather hear some good old-fashioned rock and roll from than the guys in America's top prog band?
Well, let me think. I'm 14 years old. I go to see Styx.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really into like Styx and Foreigner and, you know, like hard rock kind of stuff. I'm into Van Halen. I want to hear them do like Johnny B. Goode or a Coaster song.
But at the beginning, they do a whole lot of acting.
See, I love when rock bands act. I wish more bands would act.
So you would have wanted to see Styx do a play?
Oh, yeah, without music. I mean, I already know they can play. It's the same thing with, like, let me think. Like, I was always disappointed that Fugazi didn't act more during their shows.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd want to see them do some straight-up acting.
Exactly. Have someone throw some sides up there and have them go.
Like what would they do? Like a dramatic play?
Oh, you know, like I don't know, maybe something from St. Elsewhere.
Like an episode of
MASH.
Scene. So you'd want to go to a Fugazi show and then see them doing an episode of MASH.
I sure would. Yeah, yeah. Like I could totally see Joe Lally as Colonel Flagg.
So there's only four guys in Fugazi. I think that's maybe a wasted character. Okay, there's not enough to go. There's more characters than people in the band.
Well, they could double up, you know. Brendan could play Klinger, and he could also play Trapper John. I'm just spitballing this. I feel like I've gotten so far off topic, Tom.
Well, okay. Well, let's pull it back.
Well, speaking of, you know, of music from the past, I was thinking about this the other day. Do you know that song Midnight Confessions? Who was that, The Grassroots?
Yes, I believe it was The Grassroots.
Do you remember how the song went? It was like, in my midnight confessions, when I tell the world that I love you.
Yeah.
You know that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what the original chorus was? Right?
Of Midnight Confessions? No, I don't.
It was, in my midnight confessions, when I tell the world I'm D.B. Cooper.
Wait, hold on a second. What does that mean? You tell
the singer was D.B. Cooper.
The singer of The Grassroots.
He was, yeah.
So...
Rick Stevens.
Because that song came out in around the time of the D.B. Cooper heist when what did he do, parachute out of a plane with money?
Do I have to take you to DB Cooper school? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm sorry, I don't have it all. I'm not saying it off the top.
No apology could be too great, Tom.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm so
I
sorry.
I love that one.
I'm so
my
sorry.
Ben Zinger.
Yeah, well, it sure seems to fit the bill whenever you need it.
Namaste.
Okay. Well, I had no idea that that's what that song was about.
Yeah.
But is that why you called?
I just called to chat with you. Are you watching the RNC convention?
I've caught little pieces of it here and there.
I'll tell you, this is the best thing to happen in Cleveland since that movie where Charlie Sheen wears those cool sunglasses.
Major League?
What's it called?
Major League.
Oh, I'm thinking of Platoon then.
No, why would that have anything to do with Cleveland?
Now I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
Hey, Rance Priebus.
Mm-hmm.
They keep saying that name, and I keep thinking it's a car. It's a guy, isn't it?
It's not a car.
It's a guy. Is it a guy?
It's a guy.
How old is he?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm assuming he's older.
Okay. It sounds like an old name. Or a name of a new car. I don't know. They're having a lot of fun out there, though.
You mean, like, do you guys have any 2016 Lance Priebuses?
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for one in blue.
What kind of interior is it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, can I use my Bluetooth in this Lance Priebus?
Yeah, okay.
When are the 2017 Priebuses coming out? What kind of interior might they have?
Is it Lance or Rance?
I think it's Rance.
Rance, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could picture it. Does sound like a car,
doesn't it? Who do you think you might vote for? I know that's something. There are two things you don't ask people. You don't ask a woman how old she is, and you don't ask someone who they're mm-hmm. voting for.
Yeah, but you asked.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you mad?
I'm still undecided right now.
Okay.
I'm still undecided.
Well, I think Trump seems like he'll really stick with this if he gets elected. You know, I think he's going to roll with whatever happens, swallow his pride, and do what's best for the country.
Mm-hmm. He's got that stick-to-it-ness.
I sure do, you know. Uh-huh. I mean, sure, they're saying he's a tantrum-prone white supremacist, exhibiting the most extreme symptoms of what psychologists are now calling high-level sociopathic narcissism on performance-enhancing drugs. But you can't argue with his business success, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's a big...
He's making a lot of Monet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's done pretty well with a lot of different endeavors. Like,
sure has. I'll tell you who I was very impressed with last night.
Who's that?
Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
Very passionate.
You like his passion.
I did, you know, and I heard that he had to be convinced not to bring out a life-size Obama doll, put it over his knee, and spank it.
That they had to convince him not to do that.
Not to do it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so start with spanking and saying, you've been very bad.
Yeah, that would have been, I don't know if that's the message that they would have wanted put forth.
Maybe not.
I don't know. I have not been watching a whole lot of it.
You know who I wish was running after his speech tonight?
Who's that?
Mitch McConnell. That guy's a rock star.
You like him.
I love him. I think he's great.
Uh-huh.
I think he rules.
You like his glasses?
I love everything about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a rock star.
He is, yeah. I wish he'd wear T-shirts.
You think he'd fill out a T-shirt pretty well?
I just like to see him in a T-shirt being cash.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Casual Mitch.
Yeah, like just like a, would he cut the sleeves off of it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe a half shirt.
Like he's a football player.
Exactly, yeah. Seems like he might be out there on the gridiron at some point, right?
Yeah, like he was in Revenge of the Nerds.
That's right.
Yeah, I think he could pull that look off.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
You know, I was disappointed in one thing last night, and I'm not just talking about I thought her speech was great. I was surprised that Melania, that she wore that metallic bikini. I thought that was kind of, you know, in poor taste.
Well, wait, she, last night?
Yes.
She did not wear a metallic bikini.
Oh, wait. Oh, you're right. You're right. At some point, I changed channels, and I was watching Shout After Dark, which is now called Shout Erotique. You know, kind of their late night programming.
I didn't know that they changed the name.
Yes, yeah, it's way more high class now. Anyway, they were showing this film called Hootie and the Blow, J-O-B.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. It's the story of a who likes to with until. In a giant aquarium tank.
I had to bleep all of that.
All of it, really?
Almost all of it.
Oh, I feel like only like 60% of it was dirty.
No, I had to err on the side of caution.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I think people heard you say aquarium tank.
Yes, yeah, that's where a lot of it happened. The erotic shenanigans. Anyway, Rich Little Jr. is in that movie. He's great.
Rich Little Jr. Son.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
He
does this amazing impression of his father not doing impressions.
So Rich Little Jr. does an impression of Rich Little
Senior
in downtime.
Exactly, yeah. Might only be of interest to the Littles.
What would that even be?
Well, like, wonder what time that Redskins game is on today. Honey, are we having chicken tonight?
So this is Rich Little.
Rich Jr., could you bring me that magazine?
This is your impression.
Thanks, son.
This is you doing an impression of Rich Little Jr. doing an impression of his father not doing an impression.
Yeah, you got it, Tom.
Oh, thank you there, Sean.
Namaste. You know, you do fun impressions.
Well, I try sometimes.
Oh, come on. It's my favorite part of the show.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
I love it. All my buddies love it, too. It's their favorite part.
Oh, okay. That's I appreciate hearing that, but I...
Please do one.
Of?
Please.
What? What? An impression of what?
Well, let me think. How about... what about that Bela Lugosi scene in the movie Ed Wood? I bet you would do that great.
Oh, I mean, other people.
Please.
I've heard people. That's one of my favorite movies.
See, I knew it. I could feel it.
Okay, so you want me to do that?
Please, yeah. Just a part of it.
Okay, I mean, I don't really, like a Bela Lugosi impression. Huh.
I bet you can do it really well. Mm-hmm.
What would it be? It would be like 20 years ago. Like that part of the thing where he's like,
yes, that's it.
My dear Professor Strowski. That scene?
That's it, yes, yes.
20 years ago, I was banned from my homeland. Hunted, despised, living like an animal. The jungle is my home, and I shall show the world that I can be its master.
You're playing the movie.
No, I'm not. That was...
You are.
That was... No, that was not very good.
Oh, my God, you're so good. Would you do one more thing for me, please?
What?
Same thing, mm-hmm. But Bela Lugosi... doing capsule reviews of the Monkees albums, please.
Pelicosi too. Okay, let me see what this would be.
Just the first three.
The first Monkees album is called The Monkees, self-titled. It is the peak of Don Kirshner's iron grip on the Monkees. Mike Nesmith had one song, Papa Jean's Blues, and early pressings misspelled Jeans. The second album, More of the Monkees, continued Kirshner's reign. This album featured I'm a Believer. The third Monkees album was Headquarters. And the monkeys for playing all the instruments.
Stop, please. It's too scary.
Scary?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was frightening.
How was that fright?
It was like the wolf man was here with me.
He was not the wolf man.
He wasn't?
No.
Who was he?
He was Dracula.
Oh, you're right. Okay, that makes sense then. Hey, Tom.
Was he Wolfman? I don't know if he was a Wolfman.
I don't know. I get all those guys mixed up. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What are your 10 least favorite motorcycles?
What? I don't know what that is. That's a stupid question. I'm sorry.
What? How dare you? You can't treat me like that.
What, but I can't feel that's a stupid question?
Yeah. You'd be nothing without guys like me, and you know it.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, look, I'm out here in the Sharpling army.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to your podcasts. We, the collective we buy your concert tickets, your T-shirts, your new Live at Third Man vinyl LP that just came out last mm-hmm. week.
Yeah, which is available, I think, at thirdmanrecords.com.
I think I read that, yes.
Yeah. Good Pitchfork review.
What did you get? Let me guess, a 7.8 that reads like an 8.6?
Something like that. I think that feels about right.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm still mad at you.
Oh, all right. Why are you mad?
Because I think you're ungrateful. You're an ingrate. You're an ingrate.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing.
What?
If I wasn't about to go on a top-secret submarine mission right now, I'd come over there and kick your ass all the way up Mount Newbridge.
What are you doing?
Excuse me?
You're going on a submarine?
Oh, yeah. Why? Yeah, I'm a colonel in the Navy here in Port Newbridge. We think there's this rogue Russian sub off the coast. Little bastard's been out there since like 86 or something.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Let's see what's going on here. The ocean's a lot of mystery down here. Never get tired of it.
How deep are you?
Oh no.
What?
Oh no, we're going too fast! The sub's caught fire! How can we be on fire and be so wet on the outside at the same time?
I don't know how that works.
Oh my God, tell my wife and my three mistresses I love them! Ah! Tell them I didn't specify an order in which to tell them of my love!
Oh my goodness. Ooh! What do you think about that, Mike? Chilling, exactly. I agree. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best, and of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster, who else? Marcia Neumeyer, and yeah, you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.